Hello, hello, and
hello.
welcome to the next episode of
Ooh Baby Bible Stories
with GMT.
Yes.
And this week we are looking at David and Goliath. King David was considered to be a man after God's own heart and is the most famous for defeating the giant Goliath. When he was only a shepherd boy, when King Saul sinned in the eyes of God, God became very displeased with him and commanded Samuel, his prophet, to anoint another man to be king after Saul. Samuel followed the directions of God and was led to the home of a man named Jesse, who came from the tribe of Benjamin.
Jesse had 8 sons, 7 of whom were shown to Samuel. Samuel thought that surely the Lord would pick one of them, as they were strong and fine in appearance. The Lord, however, told Samuel that he does not consider a person's outward appearance, but instead looks at their heart. Samuel was told to anoint the youngest son, who was a shepherd boy. This boy was called David.
When the war between the Israelites and Philistines took place, a giant named Goliath would shout out a challenge each day to any Israeli who would defeat him in battle. No one was brave enough to face him.
When David heard him challenge the armies of God, he told King Saul that he would fight the giant. King Saul was worried, as David was not a warrior, but he put his own royal armor on David and gave him his blessing. David asked that the armor be removed, as he was not used to it. He chose instead to face the giant, dressed as a simple shepherd boy, with his slingshot as his only weapon.
As the giant came close towards him, David slung a stone in his slingshot and shot the giant. The small stone sunk into Goliath's head, and the giant died instantly. The Philistines tried to flee when their hero died, but the Israeli army cut them off and defeated them.
God does not look at the appearance of a person, but instead looks at a person's heart. He does not need his people dressed in fancy armor to help them defeat their enemies.
The end. So how awesome was that story?
That was a really
very
great story.
Awesome story. We can be brave even when we are facing a giant, right?
Yes.
Imagine there's a giant standing right in front of you and you're thinking, how am I going to defeat this giant, right?
Yeah.
You know, but we can learn from David. David got courage from God. God made David brave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we find our help and the strength and the bravery to face the Goliath. Your Goliath is not necessarily an actual giant standing right in front of you, but it could be any challenge you are facing at home, at school, with friends, whatever it may be. It's for us to take it to God and for God to help us through it.
Yes. And it doesn't matter what your age is, whether you're still a child living in your mother's house, just know that you have God's power beside you.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes, so that is it from myself, G.
Auntie.
Bye.
Hey kids, don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.activefm.co.za.